The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the expert in the house today is Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air. Good morning. How you
good
doing?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So this is a song I was told was your favorite song, the I Won't Back Down from Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So we got it. There's a little story here.
It is. Yeah. It's not actually my favorite song, but we had That's the Big Gator fourth quarter thing when you go to the swamp. That's what they sing. And I went with my son to a game that was a big game several years ago with Auburn, and they had a real big day, big game. And that was a, you know, and I've been to a lot of different venues for football. They've got that big event that they all do that kind of brings everybody, makes your hair stand up. That's what that song did. And that day was real special to me. So it just stuck out. And that's been cool.
Well, I love that. But for me, it's more like Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah, we actually experienced a little of that this year. We don't go to a lot of games, but this year we actually made the Florida-Georgia game. So we were at that one, and we were in the Georgia fan base. So that was fun.
Was that weird?
That was fun. I like that.
A little hint of sarcasm there I'm detecting.
No,
possibly.
I like it. I do.
Well, you were probably a rabble rouser. You're probably getting on their nerves every time you swore or did something.
It's fun. I like going back and forth with it. We got a lot of things we do. You know, we're that way at work. We go back and forth with whether it's Chevy Ford Dodge stuff or college football, NFL football. We like to tease each other and give each other a hard time. So we have a lot of fun with it.
I love it. I love it. There's nothing better than college football. What can I say?
You can give a lot of fun with college football. And it seems to be the people that let it get under their skin the most are the ones that get the most of it, because everybody just loves giving it to them.
True. This is true. I've had my share over the decades because we were not very good. And y'all had a
stretch.
Same here. Hey, Florida had a stretch.
Everybody's had them.
Not that I was counting, but 13 losses in a row.
Tim Tebow era,
so Spurrier.
I get it. I do.
All right. Enough about all that. Let's get down to business. Climatech, of professional air. So for someone maybe that's just tuning into Pep Talk for the first time, Travis, tell us about your company and what you do, and kind of what would be good, what distinguishes you from other companies?
I think if I had to say anything in general, it would be just a personal touch. You can call and talk to me. I mean, if I'm not there right then, if you want to speak with me, you can talk to me. We don't charge anything for that. Our opinion is always free. So if you need me and want to talk to me or any particular one of my guys, you're welcome to. We will give you a second opinion. We'll give you a first opinion, whatever you'd like. That's kind of where we try to keep. Matter of fact, I had a talk yesterday with our office staff, and that's one thing that I always want to make sure we maintain, because a lot of businesses, as they grow, they become more corporate feel, just more you're a number type thing, and
right.
I don't ever want that.
You can't get a service representative on the phone and put on hold forever.
Yes, I want you to feel like you know the lady that answers the phone. I want you to feel like you know me. So that everything is as transparent as possible through any process, whether it's sales or just a question. And that's what I always want to maintain more than anything else.
And it's clearly a locally owned
company. It is. We've been here since 78. My dad started it with his brother back in 78. And we've been around the same area our whole lives. And he still comes into the office, and we've got that availability as well. So that's kind of what we try to separate ourselves with that.
Well, I think having that history, the family history, there's a reputation involved, which gives you a credibility that a lot of times you have to answer to the things that go right and the things that go wrong.
That's right.
And I get a sense that you are the kind of company that shows up.
Yeah. And if somebody's not happy with something, at the end of the day, I'm the guy you're talking to. I mean, you're not going to just get told, here's what it is and sorry. You know,
right.
if you still need answers, that's where it'll come to.
So when you talk about air quality and the things that are happening right now with the change of seasons, when is a good time for someone to give you a call with their system? Do they wait till it's broken?
No, I mean, obviously it's better if you can do it before that, especially this time of year, because if it breaks now, you're going to be cold. But it's always better beforehand. And even if it's questions about something that your system might be doing, that's what I like about this show. You know, if somebody has a question, something that they just wondered, call in. We can talk about it. I can let you know what I think. Maybe something I can help with over the air. But that was kind of my whole premise behind doing this, was to be able to answer questions that it's almost like your windshield wipers you don't think about till it's raining.
Right.
Well, if you're riding down the road and you hear this show, oh yeah, my AC's been doing this and I've
got this noise or this rattle. Yeah. 850-437-1620, and you can text in as well, and Travis will do his best to answer your questions.
Will do.
So tell me about what is most the biggest call that you're getting now, because we're obviously, I know in the summertime, of course, you're super busy.
Right.
But this time of year.
We get a few. We've already had some this year about defrost cycles. We got a lot of heat pumps in our area. Most ACs are heat pumps here. And when a defrost cycle happens, some different noises are made, different things happen. You know, the fan motor in the outside unit quits running. You might even see some steam on a morning like this morning where we had a lot of moisture in the air. We had ice on the ground. Your AC outside actually builds ice on the coil outside. And when it goes on defrost, it melts that ice. But when it melts it, it actually steams off.
Oh.
And if your unit's somewhere you see it, sometimes people panic. They think something's on fire. But get that question quite a bit this time of year, honestly, just because it's something we don't see very often. And if you do catch it happening, you may hear the unit even through the wall. It shifts into a really abrupt cycle when it does that. So you hear a loud swooshing and things like that. So we get several calls a year on that when we get our first cold snaps like this.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And my expert sitting here in the studio is Travis Thompson with Climatech Professional Air. If you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. Now, y'all have some special things going on for the holidays right now.
We do, actually. This is the last day. Tomorrow, we'll be selecting the fire pit giveaway that we've had running here for a while. And it's the last day to submit for the give back, where we're going to give a system back to a family in need or a person in need, whatever it might be. So if you got anybody local in the area that's just fallen on hard times or done whatever it might be, we don't have any real restrictions on that. You're welcome to go to our website and submit a form there. Just kind of tell us a little bit about the situation, and we're compiling those, and we'll be selecting one of those to do a system giveaway.
And that website is climatechproair.com.
That's
so correct. You can sign up. So that's anyone that you know is in need. They can submit an application for them to receive a free unit.
Correct. That's right. And you could submit yourself. I mean, we don't have a restriction on that either.
Okay.
And then the fire pit giveaway, that's best to go to the Facebook page, and you can register for that there. And
so
we'll
that's
be doing
just
that
a is that like a raffle?
That's
going to
be
a
random. Yeah, we've got a computer app that we throw all the names in and it just pops one out. So we'll just see how that goes.
Okay. So you got to describe the fire pit though. This isn't just like a fire pit.
It's 36
this is very
inches.
Cool.
Yeah, it's 3 foot by 3 foot. And it's a heavy, heavy plate steel that we're building these out of. And we can put whatever within limits, whatever you'd like in the sides of it. So we've done initials for people's last names. We've done school logos. We've done a lot of different things, deer heads, whatever. We've done a lot of different stuff. So it's pretty, I'm not going to say limitless, but it's pretty wide open to customize kind of how you want it to make it yours.
So I'm guessing yours has Go Gators on it.
No, actually it doesn't. All I've got's our family name in it. And we've got a dog that I found a silhouette that looked just like him.
Aww.
And I've got some fish in it.
So, okay.
Yeah. We did some Bible verses around the bottom.
Oh, nice.
And because it's got a tray that kind of catches all the ashes so that if you wanted to put it on a nice patio or something, it wouldn't mess up your patio or even your grass. So it's pretty nice. It's well thought out where it doesn't get hot on the bottom. You can put it just about anywhere.
Well, that sounds like a winner to me. And if you want to be a winner, today's the last day to register.
Go to our Facebook page.
Go to the Facebook page to register and the website, or just the Facebook page?
Facebook page is best for that. I don't know if we've got a link on the website, honestly, but I know Facebook is where that's been happening.
Okay. But as far as putting somebody up to receive the free
giveaway. Go to our website, Climatech.
That's at the Facebook page. Yep. I mean, the website page.
ClimatechProAir.com.
All right. If you have questions about your air system or anything air related for Climatech, you can text in at 850-437-1620. I have no doubt that Travis is our expert and would have answers for you.
We'll do our best.
Yes. So now people that are buying new homes, and we just had Christina on earlier talking about buying new homes and that kind of thing.
Correct.
And inspections and all of that. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you can tell your clients to look out for?
Probably, duct systems is kind of what I always go to on that, because duct systems is what we see the biggest shortcuts, problems, whatever you want to call it. That's typically, you know, you can change a system out and fix some problems, but if the airflow through the house is not right, you gotta get that fixed. So that's something that without getting up in an attic and looking at it, you're not gonna know. And if you don't know and you want us to take a look at it, we can come take a look at it. But that's something that we're pretty big on, is trying to get the airflow correct, because that's the heart of the system. It's one thing that we try to do a lot of when we do zoning systems. We were sitting down this morning talking about one, because we've done the ductwork on the house. We're mm-hmm. fixing to do the system part of the house. But the zoning will allow us to do multiple locations in the house at different temperatures.
And interesting. So you're saying you can do a zone?
Yes. Yes.
So separate, like, from each room could be totally different?
Usually it's not each room, but we zone in, like, say, the guest bedroom area. Mm-hmm. So we'll take that guest bathroom and two bedrooms, and that'll be one zone. Then the living room area of the house and the kitchen may be a second zone. And then the master bedroom suite may be a third zone, with the master bedroom bath and all that in it. And it's nice from a comfort standpoint, but it's even nicer from an energy efficiency standpoint, because at night, especially with nights like last night, you can warm the bedroom area and not worry about the core part of the house, and the system doesn't run nearly as hard.
And that saves you a lot of money
in
the long run.
Yeah, saves a lot of money. So it's
very
an efficiency
smart.
Thing, as well as you get together for a Christmas function and you've got 15, 20 people in your house. We've had plenty of Christmases here where you need air conditioning.
Right.
The zone system allows you to turn off the air conditioning in the bedrooms and concentrate the entire system into a living room where everybody's gathered. So you got all the air conditioning in one spot. So it's got a lot of flexibility when you do zoning, but it's also energy efficiency. So it's kind of the best of both. And it's a really neat way. And I think it's really going to become what happens in the future.
Right.
You know, it just seems kind of wasteful when you think about it. You heat and cool a whole house when you're sleeping in a bedroom, especially if there's nobody there but two people. It's a lot of wasteful energy. So just seems to be what I think will happen down the road.
Now, if your house is not zoned, you could come in and do that for a homeowner? Or does it need to be in new construction?
You can do it. Sometimes it's very simple. Sometimes it's a little more complicated, but you can do it. So it just kind of have to look at the duct system. In some cases, like if you have a two-story house and the duct system's completely in the floor system and you can't get back to it, you might not be able to do a lot in that case. But in most cases, there are ways to do it.
Okay. We've got a question on our text line. Is there a new refrigerant requirement coming in 2025? We're probably going to need a new unit, and kind of confused about the change in coolant.
There is. We are seeing a new refrigerant coming, and there's actually, for the first time, there's going to be two different ones. So some manufacturers are doing one and others are doing the other. We'll be able to service both, so don't panic about that part. Just some systems are one, some are the other. But the refrigerant we've been with for years now is 410A, and that one is going away. They can no longer produce those units after January 1 of this year coming up. Now, we'll still be able to get those units for another year, whatever's in stock, but the mm-hmm. manufacturers can't make them anymore. So, yes, to answer your question, there is a new refrigerant coming. You do have a little bit of time to think about it. If it's something you're scared of and you want to do a traditional, the 410A we've been using, you've got a little bit of time. But if the system you need's out of stock come January 1, it's gone. So it depends on what your system is and what you need. I would reach out to find out what the availability might be. But yes, there is a new refrigerant coming, and that new refrigerant is going to require a few things that we've never had to do before. Mainly, and the industry's kind of got scared of this. I'm not scared of it. I've done a lot of research on it, but it has a flammability content to it, meaning that if this refrigerant was at just the right level and the right oxygen level, it could produce a flame, not an explosion, but a flame. As a matter of fact, it would be a very slow flame. But because it has some flammability to it, they are making us put monitors on the systems, not us, but the manufacturers.
Right.
So that the systems will actually monitor. If they detect that Freon, they will shut the compressor off, turn the fan on, things like that. So to dilute it so that we wouldn't have a concentration of it in any one spot.
What is the advantage of this new coolant if it's going to require that kind of monitoring?
It's going to be a little more efficient, but the biggest thing pushing this is the global warming.
Oh.
Yeah, they've labeled refrigerants now with a global warming potential.
Mm-hmm.
And the threshold, they're actually still debating 700 or 750, but you've got to be below that threshold to manufacture a unit. And that's where we're at. It's a little weird, but that's what's driving it.
So for this person that texted in, should they wait?
No, I wouldn't recommend waiting to have the conversation. I would have the conversation now, because you want to know as much as you can. Because let's say you want a very standard 3-ton system those systems are going to be gone really quick after January 1 if they're not already. But if you've got an odd system, say a 4-ton, that we don't sell a lot of 4-tons, there may be a big inventory. You may have a little more time to make that decision. But I would go ahead and reach out. Estimates are free. We'll be glad to come out and talk to you just like we're talking now, but with more specifics about your system, and we can come out and look at it and tell you what we think.
Travis, what's the best way for him to get, or her to get in touch with you?
I'm old-fashioned. Phone call, 850-857-4700, or you can go to the website, climatechproair.com.
All right. Talking to Travis Thompson with Climatech Air Professionals of Pensacola. And this is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. No questions out of bounds here. That we've already gotten a variety coming in today. So Travis would love to answer your questions. Here we go. We've got another one. What if one area, let's see here, hang on one second, let me pull this up. What if one area is way hot and the other is not when the heat is on, or vice versa when air is on?
That is almost certainly a duck issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that we see that quite a bit. And, you know, my first guess would be that there's a cathedral ceiling in the house. And a lot of times when duct system has to go over a cathedral ceiling, they take shortcuts and they run flex lines that do a lot of bends and kinks in them. And what happens is all of the air wants to go to the side of the house where it doesn't have to go through all that. It's mm-hmm. just lazy. Air's lazy. But that's typically what we find. But even if that's not the case, it's still usually a duct system. I mean, it's been as simple as we've gone to houses before and they had dampers in the duct that were closed. They just had to be opened up. So,
oh my goodness.
It could be that, or it could be the whole duct system design is bad. So it could be from one end to the other, but my speculation would definitely be the ductwork.
Okay, this is a question that's probably naive on my part, but where I live, I have the thermostats right underneath mm-hmm. the air duct, mm-hmm. so the heat comes on, and mm-hmm. the thermostat registers that. But in the back of the house, it's not the same temperature.
Right. The thermostat location is actually pretty important, and a lot of people don't get it right, honestly. But the thermostat should be kind of central of the house and away from all registers and grills. Because if you got a grill blowing on it, what you just said will happen. The thermostat sees the heat, turns off. Well, it hasn't blown in the back of the house very long. So, yeah, it does need to be in a location where it's not in the airflow and kind of central. It doesn't need to be in the sunlight, doesn't need to be behind a door. It needs to be in an open, free space. Usually central hallways are really good places for them because you don't see a grill in the hallway. Maybe a big living area toward the middle of the house, but on an interior wall tucked away from the grills is typically a good spot.
Is that a difficult thing to change?
Not most of the time, no. Most houses, if you can get to the attic space, you can move it just about anywhere. But even if it is, they've got a lot of thermostats now with remote sensors. So we've got thermostats now, we can hide and put them anywhere you want them. And then the remote sensor is just a little small box, and we put it somewhere else. If we can do a wired one, we do wired, but they have remotes too that are battery operated sensors. So you can put the sensor anywhere you want. And every few months, the thermostat will just tell you you need to replace the battery. So there's a lot of solutions for that problem.
Wow, things have really advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yes, that's really great. So we're talking with Travis Thompson. He's with Climatech of Professional Air, Pensacola, 850-437-1620. If you have a question about your air system, heating, air, any of the things, we've covered quite a few topics already this morning. Mm-hmm. So this time of year, we did talk last time about when you turn the heat on. I think we're probably past that now.
Yeah, we've probably all done that now.
Right.
The burning smells are over.
We're
in the season.
What about the holidays now with decorating and Christmas trees and fireplaces and all that kind of stuff? Do you have any sort of safety recommendations for this time of year? Ways to protect your home, your unit, not doing anything that might make it less energy efficient because of decorations, for example?
Right. Yeah, as long as you're not blocking a return air grill, that's one thing that I've seen a time or two. You know, you got to let that air, the filter grill, you've got to let the air get through there. One thing that happens a lot that's really not your AC system, but a fire in a fireplace, I love them. They're beautiful. A lot of people don't like them. They're messy. I get it. We go back and forth. But if you have a fire in a fireplace, your chimney is getting rid of a lot of air through the chimney. So it's like opening up a door and blowing the air in your house out of it. So mm-hmm. you get the radiant heat right around the fireplace.
Right.
And people always comment, man, it makes the back rooms feel cold. No, they are getting cold because all of that air that's leaving the chimney is being sucked in through the doors and the windows of the rest of the house.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Just not anything wrong with that either. I mean, it's cold. You just got to deal with it. But just know that's what happens. You know, if you get a big roaring fire, you're making the rest of the house colder.
So it doesn't help to put your heat on higher.
Well, I mean, you can circulate the air to try to take some of that warmth and put it in back bedrooms. But if you get a big raging fire going, you're still bringing a lot of cold air into the house. And don't be surprised if you don't have to run your heater right after you ran a fireplace.
So this is where the zoning would come in handy, right? Well, would that help at all?
Not really in that case, because you're still the fireplace doesn't care where it gets that air from. It's sucking it from the whole house anywhere.
In my mind, I'm thinking it's just coming out of whatever room, the den or the living room that the fireplace is in.
It will run out of air in that room, and then it'll start getting it from anywhere it can get it.
Really?
It doesn't care. Yeah. So if you thought about have you ever seen a fireplace, the chimney rolling out of the top, that smoke rolling out of the top is the same air that's going into the house. It has to. So if you've got that much air leaving, you got that much air coming in from somewhere. So,
okay, this is like fireplace chimneys 101.
I love a fire, so I don't want to talk about
it. I know,
I
love them, but I've always wondered, why is the rest of the house so cold? Now you've answered that question.
Yep, it sucks in cold.
That's amazing. And then as far as decorations and things like that, just keeping the vents clear.
Yeah. Keeping vents clear. You know, you're going to have more traffic and more activity, so you may go through a filter a little faster than normal if you've got people in the house. But other than that, enjoy it.
All right. What's the typical time that you should change your filter?
We tell people once a month, and every house is a little different. Again, like some people I've seen have to change it before that and some after. But you kind of got to get to know your house, and the best way to do it is every month until you see that. I mean, if you go there in a month and that filter looks brand new and clean, let it ride, you know, go another 2 weeks and check it if you can. But then try to find yourself a schedule, something that comes that reminds you of that, whether it's something in your phone you can program in.
First of the month.
Easy now. We used to tell people when they got their power bill, because that was an easy thing to remember.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
But now with phones like they are, you can put your reminders however you like them and do it that way. And a lot of our systems now have filter reminders in them as well. So it'll actually tell you based on runtime when to change your filter as opposed to a calendar. So you can program that in your thermostat. And after your unit has ran for 30 days, it will remind you to do the filter.
That's great.
Yeah. So
that's
if you're
great.
In an off season, you may go 2 or 3 months before it tells you to change it.
Okay. We've got about 2 minutes left. So I think once more, if you'll give out the information about the fire pit giveaway, because today is the last day.
It is.
And then also the other giveaway.
Yep. You can go to the Facebook page and register for the free fire pit. That'll be drawn tomorrow. And then the give back, you can go to our website, climatechproair.com, and register a family there for a free system.
Travis Thompson with Climatech Air of Pensacola, Professional Air of Pensacola. I feel like I just had air quality 101 this morning. I have learned so many new things. Great wealth of information. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays to you and your family.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.